Joshua Stockley, what were some of the expectations that people had of the Republican legislature, and how did things turn out much differently than expected?
Well, a lot of people expect when one party takes power that they have the green light to proceed with something under the broad rubric as a Republican or conservative agenda. And what a lot of people fail to realize, and this is something that plagued Democrats throughout the South, including Louisiana in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, just because you have one party control doesn't mean you have policy control. Because within that one policy, you have conservatives, you have moderates, you have farmers, you have city folk, you have Southerners, you have Northerners within your own state. You have black, you have white. And so all of these different groupings make for different factions within your own party. So the idea of one-party government can oftentimes be an illusion of one-party government that is fraught with all of these factions vying for the ability to determine what's the policy, to determine what the definition of a true conservative, to determine what the definition of a true Republican. That's what's going on in the Republican Party today.
So how does that apply to Louisiana politics, John?
You know, one of the interesting things about it is, as Josh mentioned, the concept of geography and industry in particular. You know, let's take northeast Louisiana and compare it to southwest Louisiana. You could have Republicans from both areas, okay, that may be drawn together, you know, for socially conservative reasons, but it really doesn't make any difference when it comes to policy on attracting new business. Everybody wants a new manufacturing facility in their area, regardless of the party. And so what you find is geographic industrial differences. There's also an element of populism that goes throughout this state that has for a long time that's true regardless of party. And so this is something that's going to be another one of these areas where Republicans are going to have to figure out a way to work together. It's very easy if you're the party out of power to be unified and be in dissent, to be a party of opposition. Well, now that it's your turn to lead, so to speak, what are you going to do? And in many ways, this sort of flocking to the Republican Party in the state Senate, the House, some of it is sort of a bandwagon effect, but in many ways that can work against you as well. It's one thing when the Republicans could hold their, you know, state party, you know, convention in a phone booth. Now that you've got a convention center to hold it in, it's much harder to reach a consensus.
Do you have an example that you can pick an issue that's...
When Josh and I were working on redistricting last year, you would have thought with the consensus, the fact that Republicans were dominating the state, that the vast majority of the congressmen are Republican, you would have thought this would be an easy, clear process. Many times it came down to nothing more than geography, industry, who's going to take this little area versus this little area. You would have thought redistricting would have been a very smooth process. In fact, what's interesting is that of the congressmen that were sort of the easiest to work with was the Democrat, Cedric, out of New Orleans. We never got an ounce of complaints out of that. Now, it's not to say that everybody else was contentious. It was a very tough process where Republicans, for example, Bustani, often found himself at odds with Scalise or certainly Landry.
When it's your neighborhood, when it's your constituents, party labels, ideological labels go out the window. Yeah, you're a Republican and he's a Republican, but you're fighting for your neighborhood. And his neighborhood is going to have a different interest than your neighborhood. And John is right. You know, it's very easy to say, no, no, we oppose, we oppose, we oppose. Now they have to offer ideas. What is the single idea in education, in redistricting, in environment, in privatization, in prisons, in healthcare? What is the one idea that they can all coalesce around? That remains to be seen.
Another interesting thing, too, about any time we've made presentations, in fact, we presented last year as well at the Southern Political Science Association, is one, although it's called the Southern Political Science Association, it's really a national conference. And what I've always found fascinating is the fact, for some reason, people love to talk about Louisiana politics. I think it must be, you know, the gumbo or the spices in the air or something that get people excited about it. But every time we've presented there, this often turns into something more than just a conference presentation. People love to talk about it. They love to sit around and listen about it. And in many ways, whenever we do campaigning, we often find people from states all over the country who come to Louisiana to watch how we do this stuff during campaign season. I think even for Josh now, this has turned into something more than just a conference presentation.
Right. You get a lot of people who might be from Michigan or Arizona, and they're saying, wait, we've got the same thing going on in our state. You know, even though this is a regional discussion and this is a single state discussion, this is something, a problem, if you will, that many states are experiencing. Louisiana politics, though it is unique on some levels and dimensions, it's not as unique as everybody makes it out to be.
We can be more colorful sometimes, certainly.
Absolutely. We have a lot of political, social, cultural similarities to what's going on elsewhere. And so what you have here is, as John referenced, you have an individual coming from another state saying, hey, we've got the same thing going on here. Would you be willing to write about that, since you already kind of have the dynamics, you understand the dynamics, you have the dynamics under control? Whatever expertise you use and develop in Louisiana is transferable almost everywhere across the country.
Dr. John Sutherland is an associate professor of political science, Joshua Stockley, assistant professor of political science here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. They recently presented a paper at the Southern Political Science Association annual meeting, The Louisiana Legislature, Factional Politics in a One-Party State. Thank you guys both for being here. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.